the people we employ and with our local suppliers who always look to first. It's the Chuffy's way of community sense, loyalty, and spirit. Chuffy's, great value for your money.
Explains that in the downstream petroleum sector, The regulator approved the construction of training sewer retail service stations and authorized the commissioning of two existing stations for operational use. Because the developments are expected to expand the Port Lion's petroleum infrastructure and improve nationwide access to fuel products. News to Sumpa says in addition, the ARB licensed 49 fuel tankers to strengthen petroleum transportation, enhance distribution capacity, and improve supply security across the country.
The ARB further approved 14 kiosks for the retailing of liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, further easing the consumer access to this essential product. In the renewable energy subsector, the ERP approved a license for a 10-megawatt PV power generation plant by China Jiangsu International Green Energy Limited, and this approval supports sustainable energy systems in line with the national energy policy objectives. The ERP also did approve 10 licenses for the manufacture, supply, installation, and maintenance of renewable energy generating equipment.
The Centre for Primary Care Research, CPCR, has revealed that the overall prevalence of tobacco and nicotine product use in Zambia stands at 17.3%. CPCR's Deputy Director, Professor Pascal Goma, disclosed the findings on the Saturday this morning during the presentation of a spot check survey titled Tobacco and Nicotine Product Use Prevalence and Associated Factors Among Adults in Zambia. Professor Goma said the survey focused on two provinces, namely Wakula Province, which recorded the highest surveillance rate, and Southern Province, which recorded the lowest surveillance rate. He noted this concern, then males use twice as much tobacco and nicotine products as females, with Wakula and Southern Provinces recording 32.1% and 22.3% among males respectively, compared to 18.4% and 12.7% reported for females in Wakula and Southern Provinces respectively. Professor Goma since proposed that tobacco control efforts target high-risk groups such as men, older adults, rural residents, and those with lower income or education, with focused action in high surveillance areas like Wakula province. He noted that gender responsive strategies must address rising tobacco use among women through accessible and culturally appropriate programs.
We wanted, first of all, to look at how much tobacco or nicotine is being used in all, mouth, snuff, chew, or vape, or through shisha. It gave us an average of 17.3%. So we can say it's a good national estimate of tobacco use.
Three candidates have successfully filed their nomination papers for the Solwezi mayoral race ahead of the August 2026 general election. Speaking after the close of nominations, Solwezi District Electoral Officer Samuel Ndere described the process as peaceful and commended political stakeholders for maintaining order throughout the exercise. Mr. Ndere noted that most aspiring candidates arrived well prepared and fully informed about the nomination requirements. He said the district received nominations from two political parties and one independent candidate contesting the mayoral seat. Ms. Mbewe further revealed that two candidates successfully filed nominations for the Solwezi Central Parliamentary Race. He, however, disclosed that some challenges were recorded in Kamalamba, Kifuwa, and Kapijumpanga wards, where 2 to 3 aspirants presented adoption certificates for the same position.
We so far successfully three nominations for the mayoral, two political parties are founding, and one independent. I think so far the process of the mayoral candidates has been well peaceful. The people that came in from file, they are well informed about it. Today is the continuation of the member of parliament, both in Solwezi North and Solwezi Centre. In Solwezi Centre, we have the two subjects that we filed. In Solwezi North, we have not had anything as of today. We also opened up our 6 nomination centers for the local government one, I mean at central level. And in these ones, they all went well. We are in 1 or 2 wards where we had the 2 to 3 candidates that came with the adoption certificate.
Moving on to global news, the 2026 India.